On today's episode, we are diving into lead magnets, opt-ins, freebies, whatever you want to call them. They are the most important tool you are going to use to grow your email list. And you guys know I am all about the email list. It is your biggest asset and tool for growing a super profitable online business. So in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing my best tips on creating a lead magnet that converts and attracts the right people onto your list. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Passive Project Podcast, where we discuss building your online business to make more income, more impact, and give you more freedom in your life. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, business strategist, mother, lover of systems and automation, and avid coffee drinker. This episode is brought to you by our Rapid List Building Guide. Are you stuck with a teeny tiny email list? Does it feel like the subscribers are barely trickling in? Well, I reached out to 20 of the best online marketing experts out there, people like Jenna Kutcher, Jill Stanton, and Tyler McCall, to ask them what their number one strategy is for building their email list. And the responses I got back were juicy. I compiled all of their revealing answers into the Rapid List Building Guide, which is available for you to download for free. Check out the link in the show notes to get your hands on it. Yo, yo, you guys. Welcome to another episode of the Passive Project Podcast. We missed an episode last week, you guys. Oh my goodness. This like launch week crept up on me and I did not have time to record an episode. So I'm excited to be back in action this week. We had an incredible live launch of the Passive Project membership. I want to give a big shout out and warm welcome to the 100 new members who joined us during that live launch. It was just incredible. We got so much good feedback. And even those of you who maybe didn't hop in, it wasn't the right time. I hope that the webinar and all of the free content that we were delivering, I hope that was really valuable for you guys. We got a lot of great response back. So anyway, hope you enjoyed that live launch period as much as I did. It was fun, but man, you can feel like exhausted afterwards. And it wasn't even that stressful. We didn't even like have that many moving pieces. It was pretty straightforward. But there's something about live launch mode that just kind of, there's like this like underlying level of, I don't know, anxiety or stress or something that kind of is happening all week long. Even if it's not like your to-do list is that crazy, somehow it's just there. And I think this is why I'm so obsessed about automated email funnels, because I don't like feeling that way. I don't like that sort of stressful feeling. I think some people thrive doing like the live launch mode and I'm okay with it, but it's not my favorite thing. So anyway, I'm kind of happy to be back into normal work mode over here. And we are just welcoming all of these new people into the membership and supporting them and getting to know their businesses and doing all of that fun stuff. I love just being inside of the community and delivering value. So it has been a busy couple of weeks. We also like had my daughter started grade one, which was, that kind of felt like a big moment. You know, when you go from kindergarten to grade one, it's kind of a big leap, but she was really excited about it. She loves school. We do a little gratefulness practice every night where I ask her what two things she's grateful for from that day. And every single day since school started, she said, I'm grateful to go to school. So that just shows you how much she loves school. So, man, that makes me grateful, right? It's like a good mama moment. So anyway, it feels nice. Feels like fall is like we're settling into our routines again. We had a great summer, but it is kind of nice to get back into a little bit of a schedule around here. I'm sure you guys are feeling that same way. And we have some like big plans for the fall for GemmaBonhamCarter.com. So keep your, you know, eyes and ears open because we've got lots of fun stuff happening. So today, let's just dive into today's episode. Okay, guys. So we are talking about lead magnets. Okay, so what really are lead magnets for those of you who might be newer to online business? So these are any kind of like free opt-in that you're going to provide to somebody in order to get them onto your email list. So like the idea is that you're offering something incredibly valuable and in exchange, somebody's going to give you their email address in order to get it. I'm sure we've all given our email addresses out in order to get something from other folks. And it's probably how all of you are already building your email list if you have one. So what can these look like? Obviously, they could be like guides or workbooks, like any any kind of PDF downloadable, a checklist, a template of some kind. It might be like a spreadsheet. Quizzes are really popular lead magnets right now that a lot of people are using. It could be a webinar or a masterclass or some kind of mini course, like a 3 or 5 day mini course or challenge. It could be any number of things. Like, get creative, right? Depending on what your niche, what your industry is. This can really be anything. And so what's the point of having these things? Obviously, the point is to build our email list. But here's the thing. I don't want you to go out and create like 10 so-so lead magnets. Take it from me, because I made this mistake myself when I first launched my GemmaBonhamCarter.com business. I was like a chicken running around with its head cut off. Like, I didn't know what my specialty was yet. I didn't know. I knew I was talking to like bloggers and online business owners, but I didn't have it really niched down any more than that. And I was just throwing spaghetti at the wall. Like, I was creating so many lead magnets, like basically a lead magnet for every possible topic or blog post I could think of that I was writing about. And the problem was, first of all, it was overwhelming for me to go and create all of those lead magnets. It was like, felt like it was all I was doing. And second of all, none of them were that great, because I was just trying to pump out as many as I could. And third of all, I was getting so many random people on my list that weren't in my targeted, it wasn't like my targeted customer avatar, right? Because frankly, I didn't know who that was at that time. So I was creating lead magnets about Pinterest, about blogging, about monetizing, about selling products, like basically anything under the sun that I knew anything about, I was creating a lead magnet around it. And so don't do what I did, okay? Like, learn from my mistakes. Don't waste your time doing that. First of all, if you haven't already, get really focused on who that target customer is for you. Really have that avatar mapped out. Know the problems that they are struggling with and how you are going to provide a solution to that problem. And then create one amazing lead magnet. Sure, I now have more than one, right? Like, I have 4 or 5 lead magnets that are my primary lead magnets. But I want you to focus in on creating one incredible lead magnet that people are going to be like, holy moly, I can't believe she's giving that away for free. Like, make it really good, okay? My friend Erin from the Blog Girl Chronicles, I just noticed, this was just recently on Instagram, she came out with a new lead magnet, and it's this incredible month by month, I don't know if she calls it a content planner or guide. I'm not actually sure what she calls it, but it's for bloggers and gives them a sense of exactly what they should be doing every single month for their blog. So, you know, the things that they need to be thinking about, the strategies they should be putting in place. There's like a little checklist area for things they need to be doing. There's an area for planning out their content, and it's for the entire year. Like, it's a very thorough, I don't know, I think it's like 20 pages in a very actionable workbook that they can use as a blogger. And so, like, that's incredibly valuable, right? And it probably took Erin a lot of time to put together. I'm sure it did. I downloaded it myself. It's a beautiful product. So spend the time, create that one really amazing lead magnet, because the thing is, it's gonna pay off in the long run, because you are going to get way more subscribers because it is so good, right? And you're also not gonna be confusing your subscribers by offering so many lead magnets on different topics. Like, I'm not against having multiple lead magnets, but make sure that they're all really closely related, right? But I would rather you really dedicate your time to one amazing lead magnet, not like 10 so-so lead magnets, right? So for me, my best lead magnets have been, first of all, masterclasses or webinars, whatever you want to call them, some sort of, you know, online video class that teaches a topic. And I use webinars for my digital products that I pitch at the end of the webinar. But the webinar itself is crafted in a way that provides tons of value, even if they don't purchase the product at the end of the webinar. So I feel really good about those lead magnets. Like, a webinar takes some time to put together, and if you're going to do it pre-recorded and all of that kind of thing, but they're high value. Like, people are pretty, ready to hop in and pass over their email address in order to get a 60-minute class in exchange. Like, that's high value. So I've always done really well with webinars, whether it's live, whether it's pre-recorded, using those as my lead magnets. Another lead magnet that's done really well for me has been a template. And templates are so, if you can create some kind of template that you know is going to give your target customer an incredibly actionable win, right? If you can save them time on something, or even save them money on something, and save them frustration, and actually provide them with a quick win by giving some kind of template, whether it's some sort of blueprint or a spreadsheet or something that they can copy and paste and use right away in their business or in their life, that is going to be really, really well received. And it's going to make people hop in really, it's going to make them convert easily because they can see the value in immediately, right? And the other thing that this is doing is if you can give them a quick win that they're really excited about, and that has really, like I said, saved them time or frustration or money or whatever, they're going to suddenly that's building some incredible trust right there with you, because they're like, holy, if she is if I got that really amazing win from her free thing, imagine the wins I would get if I actually invested in her products, in her paid programs, right? So we're building really good trust right out of the gate with a lead magnet that, like a template or a spreadsheet or something that gives them a really quick win. You know, I'm not against ebooks or that kind of lead magnet, but I think a lot of time we might download an ebook and never read it, right? And especially if it's something really long, the likelihood of it not getting opened by your subscriber, your new subscriber, is high. So make that thing that you're delivering something that is digestible and is going to really be enticing for them to want to open and use. One of my girlfriends, she has a podcast actually called Mindful Mostly, and it's an amazing podcast. And one of her lead magnets that I love are some audio downloads. And she has a beautiful voice. She's also a voiceover artist and coach. And so she has some meditations, audio files. And I thought that was an incredible lead magnet because that's such an actionable thing for somebody, right? I meditate every single morning. Of course, I'm going to opt in to get some audio files for new meditations that I can listen to every single morning, right? Very actionable. So remember that when you're creating your lead magnet. The other thing that I want you to be thinking about is make it profit driven. You are ultimately trying to sell your products, right? And that's the reason why you're building your email list. You're trying to create an amazing, engaged community of in your audience, but ultimately you want as many of those people to turn into buying, paying customers, right? You're not building an email list for no reason. So you want to make sure that your lead magnet is connecting very directly to whatever your paid product is going to be. So let's walk through an example. If you have, let's say you have a membership around meal planning. Well, you wouldn't want your lead magnet to be, 7 days of a yoga practice, for instance, because then you're getting people, although it's still related in terms of health and wellness, you're getting people on your list that are interested ultimately in learning how to do and practice yoga, not how to meal plan. So your better lead magnet would be something a 30-minute video class on how to meal plan for the month, or a downloadable grocery list with 5 meals. So a week's worth of, weeknights worth of meals for somebody with the accompanying grocery list so that they can do all of their meal prep on Sunday night. Something like that, where basically you should be able to actually take a little piece of your paid product and put that into your lead magnet, because then they're getting a taste for exactly what's to come in your paid program or your paid product, right? And you're getting the exact right people on your list in order to sell them on that program. And to take this even further, if you can somehow create your lead magnet so that it's giving the what, you're educating your potential customer on the what, but your program or product is what gives them the how, then that's even you know, that's even more sort of profit driven because you are building their desire for whatever it is that you're offering by really highlighting the what in your lead magnet and, you know, highlighting the, like really bringing to the surface their struggles or their pain points and showing them that this is the solution, but not necessarily giving them the whole how, because the whole how is in your program. So, or in your, whatever your product is. So we want them to be profit driven lead magnets, right? And here's the other thing. I want you to get creative. Like, don't just copy what you see other people are doing with their opt-ins and their lead magnets. Try and stand out. Try and do something different in your niche. Maybe you can look at another niche and see that somebody is doing something for their lead magnet that is kind of different and nobody in your particular niche is doing something like that. So bring that new concept and idea into your niche and area. So I want you to kind of zig when people zag. Like not that I don't want you to like do, you know, the things that we know work, like, you know, webinars, for instance, I really believe in and still feel like that they're an amazing tool for selling digital products. But what can you do that's going to make you stand out? That's going to make you a bit unique. That's going to give you a little bit of an edge. Like, tap into your own creativity and get those like juices flowing so that you can create something that stands out. And think about it. Like, think, try, after you've sort of thought through what you want your main lead magnet to be, like, would you opt into it? Like, think about that. Would it be enticing enough to you? When I think about those early lead magnets I created, like of the like 10 or 15 or 20 that I created, I probably would have opted into one, you know, like none of them were that good. So, you know, make yours so good that of course you would opt into it if you happen to see it on Pinterest or on a blog or mentioned on a podcast or whatever, right? The other thing you can do is once you've created the landing page for it, so the landing page is like a, you know, a web page that you would create like on lead pages or on your own website that would be highlighting your lead magnet and giving a chance for people to opt in. It's going to have that like little button or that space to put in a name and email address and opt into the lead magnet. Send that page around to 10 or 15 friends that you have, or like whether they are just regular friends or online friends, friends in your business space, whatever, send it around for feedback. Like, get some other eyes on that page and make sure that the messaging is coming across well, that it's really grabs attention in the right way. Maybe you're a part of a community, like if you're a part of a membership or part of a free Facebook group or something where you can post, not in a spammy way to get subscribers, just posting for feedback. Say like, hey guys, I created this new landing page for my lead magnet. Can you let me know what you think? Give me any constructive criticism. Because sometimes when we're creating everything, right, we've created the whole lead magnet, then we create the landing page for it. Sometimes it can be hard to like sit there and really be subjective about, does this page really convey what it needs to convey in order for somebody to actually click yes and opt in? Giving away an email address, it's like a really personal thing, right? And so you need to make it engaging enough and sell it well enough that people are actually going to take that action. Once you have launched your lead magnet, the other thing I want you to do that a lot of people don't do, and if you're a part of my community, you know that I'm kind of obsessive about this, is you need to be data driven. You need to watch some analytics. Now, you don't need to get all stressed out. This isn't going to be over your head or like too mathy or anything like that, but you need to watch the data. You need to see, okay, how's that landing page doing? Like, am I getting some good traffic to that landing page for my opt-in? Because first of all, we need to get people onto the page in order to actually opt in, right? So we need to work on getting some traffic to that landing page. So are people landing there? And then second of all, are they actually opting in? So, you know, if 100 people end up on your landing page, how many of those people end up opting in to your lead magnet? And this might start low. This might start at like, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20%. Maybe it starts really low. And then that's your opportunity to say, okay, I can do better than that. If only 15% of people are opting into my lead magnet from the page, obviously this page is not resonating well enough. It's not selling the value of the lead magnet well enough. So let me change some messaging here, or let me change the graphics a little bit, or let me make the button brighter, or any number of things, right? We can be really, this is where we can get into real like test and tweak mode of making small changes that over time we watch how what it results in. So I had a landing page at one point for one of my lean magnets and it was at 40%. And I knew it could be better than that. I felt really frustrated by that 40%. And so over time, at like kind of every single week, I would change something on that landing page and then watch the data. And I had I was sending like some pretty steady traffic to that landing page. I was at that point for that lead magnet, I was using some paid advertising. So I had both organic traffic and paid advertising heading to that landing page. And so changing one thing every single week, I was getting enough data, right, in order to be able to like make decisions. And so slowly but surely, I changed the title. I changed the benefits that they were getting from the lead magnet. I put them into better bullet points on that landing page. I ended up changing the image that I was using as the background image. I ended up changing the color of the button. I ended up bolding some text in a little bit of a different way than I had the first time around. I ended up removing some sections. Like I had done a longer landing page and that didn't really work. You know, like once I removed a couple sections and tightened it up, it started to convert better. And so slowly but surely, I went from that 40% opt-in rate up to now it's around 78% on average. So that's a huge difference. And especially if and when you do decide to start investing in some paid advertising, well, that's a big waste of money. If you're sending people to a page that's not converting well, right? You're paying to have those people click through and land on that opt-in page. So you better spend some time in, you know, improving the conversion as much as you possibly can. So that is something I want you to be mindful of, is just watching the data. Because I hear from some people saying like, I published this lead magnet and I haven't gotten any subscribers. So I think it's the wrong lead magnet. I need to do something different. Well, that's a really superficial decision that you're making there because you haven't really looked at the data. So if nobody has subscribed or very few people have subscribed, how much traffic are you actually getting? Because maybe it's a traffic issue. Maybe you simply haven't had enough people landing on that page. So how can you possibly, like, you don't need to spend your time creating a new lead magnet. You need to spend your time working on your content marketing, your social media, whatever it is that you're using to drive traffic. You need to be working on that in order to get more people landing on that page, not going back to the drawing board and creating a new lead magnet. Because often we don't, I mean, sometimes, yeah, we might have created a shitty lead magnet, but most of the time it's not because of that. It's because it's a traffic issue or it's a messaging issue. And there are things that we could be doing that to improve our traffic and our conversions and all of that without necessarily needing to go back and fix the product, right? Or fix the lead magnet. So be data-driven in your mindset as you go forward with building these lead magnets for your business. And then once you get that conversion rate up, still continue to watch how many subscribers you get. And it's also a really good indication of if you do end up, let's say even right now you have 3 lead magnets. Have you ever done a comparison of, you know, the data? Like, how does one perform in comparison to the other 2? And is there one that is outshining the other 2? Because if there is, you should be taking that and running with it. Like, take that lead magnet, make it more visible on your website, on your social media accounts, whatever, and spend more time promoting that one lead magnet because the data is telling you something. It's telling you that that lead magnet is resonating better with people. And so you should be focusing on that and kind of pushing it and doing more with it. See what I'm saying? So those are lead magnets in a nutshell, you guys. The tech tools that I use to create lead magnets. So there are a few. It depends obviously on the type of lead magnet that you're going to create. But if you're creating any kind of like PDF or downloadable like checklist or template or whatever, I love using Canva. I have the paid version of Canva, which gives me a little bit more, a few more options, which I really like. But there, Canva does have a free version too. And you can do a lot with Canva. And they actually have a lot of ready-to-go templates that you can use. So go search around in their templates if you're looking for something specific, because you may save yourself a bunch of time by just starting with one of their pre-made templates. if you are doing any kind of video as part of your lead magnet, you can just record video on your computer really easily. You do not need a special program. I use QuickTime a lot just to record videos. You can even record videos in Zoom. If you have Zoom, that you use to like attend calls or give calls or whatever. Zoom is like a conferencing software. You can open up a meeting on Zoom and then lock it so nobody can join and then hit record. And it can just be your face. You can share your screen. I actually do a lot of recording this way because you don't need any kind of fancy software. I already have Zoom. So I can record things that way. So that's a little quick tip. And then if you need to upload your videos somewhere, I use Vimeo for that. So I upload all my videos onto Vimeo. And then if I need to like put them onto a landing page of some kind, I'm using Lead Pages. And so I use Lead Pages like if I was delivering some kind of pre-recorded video, it would just be on a landing page that I built out through Lead Pages. All of my opt-ins, the landing pages for those opt-ins are all built out on Lead Pages. I really have loved the Lead Pages solution for, this is not sponsored by Lead Pages, you guys, don't worry. I have loved them for years. I've used them for a long, long time. They're very user-friendly and makes it really easy to build out a beautiful page. And they have lots of options these days. You can have a lead page, you can have a little like a pop-up box, you could have one of those bars at the top of your website where you like advertise something and get people to opt in. They've got a lot of tools these days which make it really easy to use. And then obviously you're going to be using your email service provider to deliver your lead magnet and to be, you know, getting those people onto your email list and then ultimately continuing to nurture those people on your email list with, you know, a weekly newsletter. That's always my recommendation, is that you send out some kind of weekly newsletter to keep those people in, you know, into your community and building trust and authority and friendship and stuff with you. So we recommend ConvertKit for email service providers. They are really easy to use. It's super easy to set up your like an automated email. So when somebody opts in to your lead magnet, they get an automated email from ConvertKit that delivers the lead magnet right into their inbox. So ConvertKit makes it really easy to do all of that. So that is kind of the 101 on lead magnets, you guys. If you have any questions about these, send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to continue the conversation over there. Make sure to find me on Instagram. If you don't follow me over there already, I'm at Gemma.BonhamCarter. I'm usually hanging out on there pretty regularly in stories and chatting with you guys in the DMs, which I love. And make sure to hit subscribe to the Passive Project podcast. Leave us a review if you're able to. That always makes my day. And maybe snap a pic of you listening to the show. Tag us on Instagram and we would love to share it in our stories. I always love to connect with those of you who are listening, and that's always such a good way. And that is it for today, you guys. I would love to hear from you about what your most popular lead magnet has been for your business. Has it been a quiz? Has it been some sort of downloadable? Has it been a webinar? Send me a DM. Tell me. I would love to hear about it. This episode is brought to you by our Rapid List Building Guide. Are you stuck with a teeny tiny email list? Does it feel like the subscribers are barely trickling in? Well, I reached out to 20 of the best online marketing experts out there, people like Jenna Kutcher, Jill Stanton, and Tyler McCall, to ask them what their number one strategy is for building their email list. And the responses I got back were juicy. I compiled all of their revealing answers into the Rapid List Building Guide, which is available for you to download for free. Check out the link in the show notes to get your hands on it. On next week's show, we have some exciting news. So do you ever wonder how some entrepreneurs seem to create incredible free content all the time and somehow show up everywhere without appearing to be stressed or overwhelmed? And you're sitting there like, I can barely get like 3 posts up on Instagram every week and I haven't published a blog post in months, right? Sound familiar? Well, next week I have Melanie Knights, productivity guru, and one of our Passive Project members coming in to reveal all the secrets we need to know about content batching. It is going to save your sanity. So that's next time on the Passive Project podcast.